thank you for the beginning of this service to this time. Father, we thank you for now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Take control, have your way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let please be let your people, let there be healing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of the living Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Has the Lord been good to you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just tell somebody you are blessed and highly favored.
Yes.
And tell somebody else I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. God is good. And all the time, you may have your seats. Hallelujah. I want to thank everyone that is online too. Y'all welcome in the name of Jesus. Today is our 10th giving service. You know, thank God for the testimonies. You know, we have reasons to thank God. Because without Him, we are nothing. That's the truth. It does not matter. Have you ever seen anybody that died and they just carried the house and say, take, let us bury him with the house? Or they carried the car. If you have Lamborghini, say, okay, let's put this Lamborghini. People will go and steal it before you wake up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for God. We thank God for who He is, the one that created us. But I want you to know that I am more than conqueror. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am more than a conqueror. Praise the Lord. Through Him, it's through Him that we are. Of ourselves, we cannot do anything. Hallelujah. Because we are limited. But with Him, we can overcome no matter what it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So our Bible reading today was taken from, it's taken from Romans 8, 29 to 38. And I want us to understand, who is the conqueror? What is a conqueror actually? A conqueror is defined according to the dictionary as one who conquers. Is also defined as one who wins a country in a war and one who subdues or who subjugates a people. One that wins a people, a country, a whole nation. Praise the Lord. Overcomes an adversary. Praise the Lord. So it's somebody that wins, but being more than a conqueror surpasses all of these things. Praise the Lord. You are not just going to conquer, win an adversary, but every other thing, praise the Lord. And it's going to be, you know, overwhelmingly victorious in that thing, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So be confident that you will win the battle through Jesus. That is being an overcomer, more than a conqueror. Because you know that the battle is not yours. You have the confidence that I'm going to win, not because of myself, but because Jesus is with me. Praise the Lord. Because He's with me. That's what the Bible says in Romans 8, 37. That what? We are conqueror through Him. We are more than conqueror through Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That means we have confidence when it comes to any battle. And we know that we shall be overwhelmingly victorious in the name of Jesus. And I want us to know that being more than a conqueror means that you are empowered, praise the Lord, by Him. We have been empowered by Jesus. We have been empowered by God. Hallelujah. That's why we have that confidence that we are more than what? A conqueror. Hallelujah. You know, in our, during our Holy Communion service, you know, when we look, go back to Genesis, the book of Genesis, in Genesis 1 verse 28, when we read it to the end, you discover that when God created man, He empowered us. He says, subdue the earth. He gave authority over everything that is in the earth. Praise the Lord. He said, now in all these things, we are more than, no, praise the Lord. We are more than, through Him that loved us. He loved Adam and Eve. He gave them that authority. He empowered them to subdue the earth. He empowered them to have power, dominion over everything that existed. Praise the Lord. But we lost it when the devil struck. Praise the Lord. Let's not forget, the devil will continue to strike. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus, when we lost that battle with Him, God came, sent Jesus, His Son, to empower us again. Praise the Lord. That we might have power to overcome Him in the name of Jesus. Genesis 1:28, Samuel, hallelujah. I just want us to read it. That is the genesis of the woman, that we were empowered. We have dominion, but that it was lost. But God brought that power back upon us. He gave us dominion. He said, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have what? Dominion. He mentioned everything there. Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Everything. He didn't say some things. Praise the Lord. Let's not forget that the Bible says in John that the devil goes around doing what? Looking for, he's so kill, he kill, destroy. Looking for people to destroy. Hallelujah. With us. Hallelujah. Let's look at the book of Luke 9, verse 1. We have authority. That's why we are more than a conqueror. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. He gave them what? Power. That power has been embedded in us because it lives inside of us. Hallelujah. He gave them power when he was here. He gave them power and authority over devils and to cure diseases. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, we are empowered. Tell your neighbor, I am empowered. Tell another neighbor and say, I am more than a conqueror. Through him. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the book, John 4:4. Hallelujah. John 4:4. We shall overcome not just certain things. Somebody that is more than a conqueror, overcome all, not certain things. And let's look at 1 John 4:4. Hallelujah. Jesus has given us the assurance. He has given us the power. We have been empowered to conquer all. He said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us. We are more than conquerors because greater, the one greater lives inside of us, that we overcome for us. Praise the Lord. That we fight the battle for us. Hallelujah. And also, let's look at 2 Timothy 1:7 and also Ephesians 6:20. So let us know that when we, whatever the adversary that comes our way, whatever the problem that comes our way, we have the authority to speak. We have the authority. We have been empowered to speak by faith. You know, the Bible says that, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:20. I want us to know we have been empowered to tread upon serpents, to tread upon scorpions, and all the powers of the enemy. Hallelujah. Say, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. God has given us that power, boldness, to go out and overcome. Hallelujah. You know, I want us to look at the story of Acts 3:1-9. To tell you that we have the authority, we have the power to overcome in the name of Jesus. Acts 3:1-9. I'm going to read that story. He said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Praise the Lord. Just wait there. He said, rise up in the name. I have no money. I have nothing to give to you. But I know that because the authority that has been embedded on me, I'm going to exercise that authority. I'm going to exercise that power. And he said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. He said, rise up and walk. So I want to let us know that we have that power. We have that authority. In times of trouble, speak. In times of trouble, exercise it. Do not be afraid. Exercise that authority. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I not, for such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Go to 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Hallelujah. It was the power that from Jesus that was transferred into that man's bone. And the bone has no choice but to what? Gain strength. Praise the Lord. It was the power, you know, that was transferred to that bone. The power, the bone has not, the feeble bone has no choice but to be what? To be strengthened. Because he spoke with authority. He spoke with the power that he has. Hallelujah. He conquered. He conquered that situation. That feeble bone was conquered. Hallelujah. It was transformed. It received strength. Hallelujah. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up immediately. His feet and ankle bones received strength. Hallelujah. And he leaping up stood and walked. And entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to 12 to 13. I'm going to read that. So we are more than conquerors through him. Through him. Hallelujah. Through him. That's why Paul, Peter said, in the name of Jesus, rise up. The authority that we have is that name. The power that we have is that name. Hallelujah. Remember Jesus, when Jesus Christ died, what happened? The Bible says that the veil in the temple was what? Was cut into two. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It was that instant that the power of God came unto the people. He said, you no longer need to run. I am not in just one place. Wherever you are, I am there because I am inside of you. Praise the Lord. He said, I am inside of you. Hallelujah. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. They saw the man walking, the man that was lame from birth. They did not say that he broke his leg. He was walking before and he broke his leg. But this one, he was born like that. But the power of God caused him, quickened those legs, and he walked. Hallelujah. And all the people saw him walking and praise God. I'm going to 12 to 13 Samuel. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel? Because they were surprised. How did he do this? Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Let's go back to that 12. You see, that is the power of God, the power of Jesus, the power that is embedded in that thing, the authority that is embedded in that thing that will work for us. That's why we are more than a conqueror. So when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power? Praise the Lord. It's not by our own power. Hallelujah. It's not by our power, but by the power of God. That's why you say, I am more than conqueror through him. When you are speaking as somebody that has authority, you speak in the name of Jesus. The way Peter spoke, he said, in the name of Jesus, rise. Hallelujah. It takes people who knows God for the power of God to be manifested. It takes people who are abiding in God for the power of God to be manifested. Hallelujah. For every situation to listen to that authority. For every situation to succumb to that authority. Hallelujah. I want us to know that we are more than conqueror through him. It is not by power, it's not by might. The Bible says, by my spirit says the Lord. We have the power. Hallelujah. How can we be more than conqueror? You are more than conqueror. So how do we exercise this authority that has been given to us? How do we exercise it? One, you must believe the word of God. The reason why Peter exercised that faith was because he believed. He believed. And he used it, he spoke it. He used that authority and it worked out for him. Praise the Lord. Because the reason why we have the authority, the reason why we are more than conqueror, like always says, not just for us, but for the world to acknowledge that he's God. Hallelujah. That's why we have that power. That's why he has embedded that power in us. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. It's not certain knee. That's why we are more than a conqueror. Every knee. It's not certain circumstances. It's not certain situations. Every situation must bow at the name of Jesus. That is the power that we have. That is the confidence that we have in him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We must believe God. Matthew 21:22. It says, if you believe, you receive whatever you ask for. Praise the Lord. All Peter did was to say, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. We can also speak to situations like that. These are all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. Believe it, ye shall do what? Receive. Believe. Hallelujah. We must believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. And God will do it. It does not matter how it looks. It does not matter how bad it looks. It is him that will do it. Praise the Lord. That's why he always says that the battle is this. It's not ours. Hallelujah. And also John 20:31. He said, these things are written for us to do or to believe. He said, but these are written that ye might all believe that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Another thing, we must have faith. We must have faith. If Peter did not have faith in the word, if he did not have faith in that name, he wouldn't have called it. He wouldn't have mentioned it. But he had faith. He believed every word that Jesus spoke. He believed. He had faith in that name. He said, if he says so, so it is. He believed it. That's why it worked. And I want to challenge us today. Let us challenge ourselves and speak into situations and see what the Lord would do. Praise the Lord. You know, people shared their testimony today. They must believe God. They must have been believing God for one thing or the other. And God caused it to come to pass. Praise the Lord. Because it's not a wicked God. If he says it, he will do it. That's why I said you must believe. When you believe, it comes to pass. The authority is there for us. God will help us. Have faith in God. Romans 10:17. Have faith. You know, we have to build our faith. Faith is not something that will just come like that. It's something that has to be built up. It's either what you hear, sometimes the testimony that you've heard, sometimes the things that you've seen God do matters to help to build our faith. So it says, so that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise the Lord. Faith cometh. It's only the word of God that can build our faith. When somebody's sharing testimony to you, they are sharing the word of God. Praise the Lord. It's because the testimony does what? It edifies the church. What is the edification there? Building up our faith. Hallelujah. Let's look at Hebrews 11:1 and also Hebrews 6. Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:1 first. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. You know, I want us in this time that we are in. The Bible says that the righteous will not be forsaken. Who are the righteous? Those that believe. Who are the righteous? Those that have faith in His word. Those that have faith in Him. That's the reason, just the simple reason why Peter spoke and it came to pass. Because when Jesus was on earth, He spoke. There was nowhere He said something and it did not come to pass. Even the fig tree, when He cursed it, the fig tree died. Praise the Lord. Dried up. Because of the authority that He has. And that authority He has given to us. Hallelujah. But how do we exercise this authority? We must what? Believe His word. We must believe Him. We must have faith. Because faith is doing what? Believing. If none of us have seen God yet, but we must have experienced Him in one way or the other. Hallelujah. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, we're talking about, you know, one of the scriptures I read said, being a conqueror, being more than a conqueror is having confidence that what? Jesus. That it will happen, that whatever you believe will come to pass. Having the confidence that when I speak, when I exercise my authority, it will come to pass. Praise the Lord. So he said, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know? Let's read that. I want us to read it together. Praise the Lord. Those of you online, please, let us read this together. Hebrews 11, verse 6. He said, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Praise the Lord. Let's pause there. Must believe that He is. That is, how do you believe somebody that you have not seen? But He has what? Given us His word. Praise the Lord. So if you believe His word, that means that your faith begins to build up. You now believe that He is, even though you have not seen Him. Hallelujah. You believe that He is. Hallelujah. And that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Is He a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him?
Yes.
Yes, because I've experienced, I don't know about you, but I've experienced, praise the Lord,
hallelujah,
that God is the rewarder. Those that serve Him, with everything that they have, they will never know shame. It's not possible. That's the truth. There are so many things to life. Because a lot of people think that it's just, maybe when you have those buildings that it's just life. No. Maybe when you have Lamborghini or, you know, I don't know the biggest car, but I always use Lamborghini because it's a car that when people see the, I saw somebody say, oh, you know. The peace of mind that you have surpasses every other thing. There are people that have riches, but they don't have the peace. Do you know that there are some people that will be envying you? You know, the thing about life is that some of us will be envying some people that they are rich. I wish I was the one that had that. I wish I was the one that built all those houses. Ah,
And then I mean, you look at this woman going to church. I walk to church. She doesn't have any other problem. Ah, look at this. Oh my God, I wish I could do this. I wish I could. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Know that you are more than conqueror. You have power. You carry power with you. You have authority over satanic devices. You have authority over the devil. You have authority over his devices. Praise the Lord. He has no power over us. Because the Bible says he has given us power to subdue. To subdue every vice of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Because in the beginning, that is what it was. He gave us power to subdue everything on the earth. To have dominion. So we have that dominion. I want to encourage us this morning to believe the word of God. I want to encourage us to have faith in God through his word. That's the only way you can do it. As we fellowship with one another, what happened? Some of us heard the testimony. That testimony can cause something in our heart. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And you're hearing the word can cause something in your heart. Something about God. That's why the Bible says, do not forsake the assembly of one another. Praise the Lord. Do not forsake it. There your faith begins to build. As you study, your faith begins to build up. And the authority that you have, you start exercising it, even in little things. You might think you don't exercise. Some of us exercise without even knowing that, you know. You are believing God, so I say, God, do it for me. Let's rise on that. God, do it for me. What are you doing? And when it comes to pass, you share your testimony. What has happened? God, you have exercised that authority, and God has heard you, and you know, it has come to pass. Praise the Lord. So shall it be concerning us in the name of God. Let's rise on our feet. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And all the time. I want us to, in conclusion, Psalm 112, verse 6. Psalm 112, verse 6 to 7. I'm going to read. It says, surely the righteous will never be shaken. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. 7. They will never be forsaken. That means we shall have, you know, power and authority and dominion over every circumstance that will come our way in the name of Jesus. He says, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusted in the Lord. That would be our portion in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, those that trust in him will not be ashamed. We will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. I want us, at this time, to exercise our authority. I have just 3 minutes. Hallelujah. I have 3 minutes, so thinking it. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to come back to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm just going to, we're going to pray. I want us to open our mouth and exercise our authority at this time. What is that thing that is causing fear in you? What is that thing that you are looking to do that you're scared of? You're saying, how am I going to do this? How am I going to overcome this? The Bible said, the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. The Bible said, we are more than conquerors through him. Begin to open your mouth and speak to that situation in the name of Jesus. Speak to that situation in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I speak, oh Lord, even at this time, oh Lord, that as we believe you, oh Lord, for a place in this sanctuary, to get a place, Father, you will provide in the name of Jesus. Father, cause men, oh Lord, to pray for us. The help of our destiny, cause them to come quickly in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Begin to open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Yours might not be sickness. Yours might be something or the other. But God can do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do it in the name of Jesus. Do it in the name of Jesus. This month, do it in the name of Jesus. There is nothing that you cannot do in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Father, we thank you even at this time. Is there anyone that has not given their life to Christ? You can raise your hand and I'll pray with you. Because you have seen the passage that we read. So the righteous shall not be forsaken. Who are the righteous? Those that believe, those that trust, those that have given their life to him, that accepted him as the Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you. Even those that will raise their hands online, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will visit them, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, from today, O Lord, as they accept you as the Lord and Savior, Father, O Lord, I pray that they will not go back in the name of Jesus. They will serve you in truth and in spirit in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, we thank you for this service, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for making us more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. But I pray, Lord, from this moment onward, O Lord, we shall exercise that authority that you've given to us at the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.